Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. Today we bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope you'll join us in the singing and that you'll be with us for the Bible story. And here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good message and song. And Bible clubbers, do you like stories? I'm sure you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Bible Club. Truth is, I never met a boy or girl that really didn't like a good story. And we have good stories every meeting on the Children's Bible Club. But, you know, there's more. The Children's Bible Club has a printed ministry as well. And many of the stories that come from the Children's Bible Club broadcast have been printed in books, and we call it the Aunt Carolyn Collection. They're story books that are illustrated with color illustrations, and there's some wonderful, exciting stories in it. And they also have it where you can get the book and a cassette tape that goes along with Aunt Carolyn telling the story while you turn the pages of the book. Oh, there's some delightful stories. Casey and the Westbound, oh, an exciting train story. And maybe Murphy's Law goes camping. Whew, you wouldn't believe the mystery in that story. It nearly stands your hair on end. But anyway, there's wonderful stories in the Aunt Carolyn Collection. And if you'd like to have a brochure telling how you can order some of those titles, just write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, and I'll be glad to send you information so you can order stories too.
Praise the Lord.
little legs were just getting tired. Samuel'd never been so far away from home in all his life. He'd heard his father tell of the trips to the tabernacle to offer the yearly sacrifice, but he didn't know it was this far. But this year, he and Mama got to go along. Mama had taught him and coached him in every detail for this day, and he was mighty excited. Until now, his little legs were about worn out. Was he ever glad when his father lifted him up and let him ride on the donkey for a little while with the food and the other supplies? And then, suddenly, off in the distance, loomed the giant tabernacle. Samuel had never seen a big tent that big before. Little did Samuel realize the swelling, even the choking in his mama's breast at the sight. Not that she dreaded it, not that she wanted to back out. Well, this was the day she and Samuel had been living for ever since he had been born only a few short years before. But the nervousness and the reality of it all couldn't help but rise up in her heart. And then, like a huge screen, the pictures of the events of the past few years flashed across her mind. Oh, she remembered so plainly as if it were yesterday how she had prayed for a child. And then the fearful day in the temple when Eli the priest had accused her of being drunk when she was praying so earnestly for a little boy. And she also remembered her faithful, selfless promise to the Lord that if he would only give her a son, that son would belong to the Lord and be his servant all the days of his life. And that's how it was for only the first 3 or 4 years she'd kept Samuel at home, teaching him ever so diligently the word of the Lord, teaching him ever so carefully that he was God's child and that he was to serve the Lord all the days of his life, and that just as soon as he was big enough, she was going to take him to the tabernacle, and he would live there and grow up with the priest, and the priest would teach him about God. And Samuel had to realize that there wasn't anything greater in all the world than to live for God and be his servant. And that's how this little toddler had come to this day. For the day had finally arrived when he was old enough to take him to the tabernacle and dedicate him to God. Oh, what a day that was as they made the yearly sacrifice. It was almost a double sacrifice to Hannah, because now that little fellow that she had watched take his first steps, watched him crawl, watched him learn to talk, taught him everything he knew, now she was to leave him at God's tabernacle to serve the Lord completely. But she didn't mind, because God had answered her prayer, and she surely wasn't going back on her promise to God. Well, the years went by, and every year without fail, when the family came to make the yearly sacrifice in the tabernacle, Hannah brought something special for Samuel. Oh, it was like a one big birthday party, I'm sure. And every year, Samuel got a new coat, handmade by his mama. And then one night there, alone in the tabernacle, it was late, and the light in the tabernacle is almost gone out. Eli the priest, now old, lay down in his cot to sleep, and Samuel bounced into his bed, was ready to sleep too. And all was quiet. And all of a sudden a voice in the night broke the silence. Samuel? Samuel? Oh, Samuel bounced out of bed and ran into Eli. Here I am. You called me? Eli rolled over. No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. Well, Samuel was an obedient boy, and he never questioned anything Eli said. So back to bed he went, and he tried to get still. And just as about he was about to doze off to sleep, Samuel. Well, it is Eli calling. Samuel. Out of bed he bounced and into Eli's room again. Yes, sir. Here I am. Did you call me, sir? No, I didn't call you. Now, go back to bed. And I'm sure Eli was getting a little bit irritated that the boy should wake him from his sleep twice in a row. And then in the silence again, Samuel, Samuel. Into Eli he went again. Yes, sir, you called me? Here I am. And then old Eli, kind of cold-hearted as he was, began to realize something special was going on. He realized that the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, was speaking to this young child. And he said, go back to bed, Samuel. And this time, if you hear the voice, you say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Well, Samuel's heart was pounding as he lay there in the darkness and listened ever so carefully. And sure enough, there it was again, Samuel. Samuel's heart fairly pounded out of his chest, and he said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And sure enough, the God of heaven chose to speak to that little boy there alone in the tabernacle that night. And the message he gave Samuel fairly tingled his ears, for it was one of judgment against Eli and his wicked sons. And yet it was this the only beginning of God's calling Samuel and using him to be his servant and to lead him to lead God's people, to lift up the word of the Lord, to tell the people of God's message and to lead them aright, to lead them from their sin and to righteousness to God. And you know, Samuel was an obedient servant. And now, I wonder if you've heard God's voice. Oh, I know you don't hear it audibly with your ears in the middle of the night like Samuel did, but God's speaking to your heart today. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, he wants you to come to him and receive him as your own Lord and Savior. Confess your sins and give your heart to him. And if you do know him, I hope you'll say, here am I, Lord. I hope you'll be his servant to do what his word says and to follow him all the way. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, Daily Vacation Bible School, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.